USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, the country's top infectious disease expert, owns up to doing some not-so-smart things as he helps lead the White House effort to stem the spread of the new coronavirus. Things like forgetting to eat and not getting enough sleep. The blunt-speaking Fauci also has had to contend with a deluge of online threats and uncomfortable personal encounters with admirers as the pandemic consumes his every hour. Nevertheless, the 79-year-old epidemiologist insists he's just doing his job. Still, concerns about his safety are serious enough that Fauci now has a security detail. The Department of Health and Human Services requested that the U.S. Marshals Services authorize special agents from the HHS Inspector General's office as part of Fauci's protection, according to people familiar with those arrangements. The Justice Department approved a request to deputize 9 agents to protect Fauci. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wade Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My 4 children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The U.S. Supreme Court said it will scrap the oral argument schedule for the rest of the term amid the coronavirus pandemic, but left open the possibility that it may hear a few cases before the end of the term in late June. 9 cases were to be argued during the 2-week session beginning April 20th, including one of the most important of the term, a challenge to the current system used for electing the president. The court was to decide whether presidential electors must vote for the candidate who won the popular vote in their states or whether they are free agents. Italy's efforts to combat coronavirus finally appear to be paying off, according to new data. Since instituting their nationwide lockdown on March 9th, the nation has finally seen a slowdown in its daily increase of total cases. In the run-up to March 9th, Italy saw a near-constant daily of increase of over 24%. Over the past 4 days, the daily average only went up around 4.2%, down from an average of 7.1% over the previous week. Stay updated online at usaradio.com.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A federal judge ordered that Wisconsin officials withhold reporting any results from Tuesday's election until the extended absentee balloting is completed on April 13th. U.S. District Judge William Connolly granted a request from the Wisconsin Elections Commission following his order a day earlier for extended absentee voting. Governor Tony Evers and others have encouraged people to vote absentee, and more than 1 million people requested ballots. Wisconsin is the only state with an April primary that is still moving forward during the coronavirus.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
There ain't no sunshine in the music business today, as Bill Withers, who wrote and sang a string of soulful songs in the 70s that have stood the test of time, including Lean on Me, Lovely Day, and Ain't No Sunshine, has passed away due to heart complications at the age of 81. He joined the Navy at age 17 and spent 9 years in the service as an aircraft mechanic. After his discharge, he was moved to Los Angeles. He worked in an aircraft parts factory, bought a guitar at a pawn shop, and started recording demos of his tunes in hopes of landing a recording contract. His career took off when he was signed by Columbia Records. He was awarded Grammys as a songwriter for Ain't No Sunshine in 71 and Just the Two of Us in 1981. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2015 by Stevie Wonder. He is survived by his wife, Marcia, and children, Todd and Corey. Keep up with all your news at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.